Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. Please put a 1 in the comment if you can hear me okay. Hello, Marissa. Maxie G says, yo, what up, Potato Nut? Sunflower up in here. Y'all early. Y'all on time. So a lot of stuff's been breaking down. Today is 7-2. Our last video was all about 7-2. But now we're getting into 4th of July. But we were looking out for something to go down in Las Vegas. And it looks like the viral story of all these cell towers collapsing in Las Vegas. It looks like it was even on the 36th parallel as they were talking about the Tropicana in it. A very strange story, but it happened a day prior. But it was all in the subconscious news today for National UFO Day. Even on National UFO Day, Netflix drops the trailer for Little Alien about Storm Area 51, which I've connected to big world events, big 201 events through internet meme magic. So we'll get into that just a little bit. Other stuff that's been breaking in the news is we're seeing a lot of 33s all over the place. And when the lockdowns were happening, 33s were everywhere. Over 33K customers without power because of this telephone power windstorm that happened in Vegas. 33. Also, 33 trillion to be added over the next 10 years in the big, beautiful bill. 3.3 trillion to the debt load. And also, the private sector has just lost 33,000 jobs. So this 33 is everywhere. I mean, I could continue more on this 33. You even got District Council 33. Council 33 on a strike, but they said that they'll actually take the trash out. So let me make sure y'all can hear me okay. We streaming live today. My Sheree up in here. Hello, hello. Oh, thank you. Michael says that my brain works crazy, man. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Shout out to Seattle, Washington. That's what's up. Yes, please smash that like button. Nice. Another thing that has been getting, I'm getting tagged quite a bit on the Mountain Dew stuff. I don't know why, because this, I guess, is an old Mountain Dew, but people are sharing it because I brought that information pretty hard during the fires years ago, just showing how product placement of Mountain Dew gets into the subconscious mind with the code red, and then they released the Homeland Security code red stuff, you know, Zion. But this seems to be a very old Mountain Dew that came out a long time ago. So I'm not really looking at this as if it's a new thing dropping. But if I do look at it, if I get schizo with it, I see leaving Washington, D.C., the Statue of Liberty, looks like some smoke. But the one thing that I notice on this that no one else has pointed out is the 50 flavors in one do. So 50 flavors in one do, what does that mean? Well, when you mix all the flavors, it's a sue, I'm not even going to say the whole word together, a sue drink. Yeah, when you mix them all together. So you're hearing that here first. And then she's popping a willy. So my brain goes into pop a willy. What willy equals in gematria maybe equals out to that. But I think this is a nothing burger because this is an old Mountain Dew. And please correct me if I'm wrong, if this was a new release that's out there. But, I'm not seeing anything with it. But we're seeing the 33 everywhere, and layoffs reach the highest level since 2020. just like when the lockdowns happen. There's a similar energy with these 33s popping up everywhere and the layoffs, because in 2020, right before everything changed, there was a record amount of CEO departures in 2019, right before the world changed. And I was pretty much the first on this, connecting it with the music industry, because even music artists canceled their tours. And that even got picked up on the big channels when I did that video back in the day. Put a 2 in the comment if you've been with me since back in the day, since the lockdowns. It'd be interesting to know. Thank you, David. David sent a super chat to get my kitty cat super fat. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's feed Chan. So the connection, thank you, David. Very kind of you. He says, you the man. No, you the man. Thank you. Oh, it looks like a lot of people have been around for a while. That's tight. So the alien stuff for National UFO Day 7-2, they're releasing all this alien information. Even big podcasters are sharing false information of UFO invasions and stuff. It's all connected to the ritual. Storm Area 51, they're putting out that. This was a precursor to the world being changed forever. And on the mainstream news, they're pushing the fear. Here's just proof of it. Fear shut 4th of July events down in multiple cities. You click that link, and it's just about like bacteria. But it's seeping into the consciousness. So symbols is what we look at here, because the symbols speak to our subconscious mind. Even political symbols. So socialism has been on the rise with influencers and musicians like Kanye West, just putting a bunch of socialism symbol at the Super Bowl, selling his socialist products. Here's Bernie Sanders right behind him. You'll see the red fist. The fist is a symbol of socialism. It's right here. This is the Socialist Internationalist. It's the fist and the rose, and even the color coding. The red, green, and white, very connected to socialism. So these different images, color codes, they mean something. And you got to look at all the different factions of socialism, people, or communism, worldwide communism. People just tend to be like, just focus on one thing and not look at the bigger picture. But these factions are everywhere. This is why you'll see this superhero, Ezra Miller, in the dress with the watermelon, because the watermelon on the Illuminati card, you can see, is connected to the communist movements, the green movements, and all that. Super symbolic. We're getting into the symbolism. And we got this new mayor running, the other mayor who's in office. I guess he's like having weird parties with hateful influencers, pushing division, and also attending Freemasonic parties as well and being awarded. New York is the new Rome. It's York. It's the new York. York is the headquarters of Rome. So here's the New York Magazine saying, when did everyone become a socialist? Showing you the red fist, showing you the fist, because that is symbolism. People get mad at symbols. You point out symbols, like when people do the upside down triangle with their hands, that you point out that that is also a yoni symbol for the female genitalia. People get so mad. It's crazy. And I don't know why symbols trigger people so much, but they do. And you could see through the script. So you'll have, this is a big part of the socialist movement too. So you'll have opposition on paper who seem like they wouldn't get along. But when you look at the symbols that they show at the events, you can see that they're working together on a bigger plan. It's all connected to the socialism stuff. Like she, her on paper shouldn't be allied with who she's allied with. But once you look at the symbolism, you'll see that it's like, it's just a socialist communist takeover that Jordan Maxwell and all the other great researchers warned us about. So this guy, Zohran, I don't really know much about him, but I'm looking at the aesthetics of his campaign. And he's going with the music video aesthetic, this filter that he's using. I know where he got it. And even the text, because I do video editing. So and also see how he's making it the VHS type box right here, not in full HD. He's doing it in a 480p like television box, not the full screen, which is, you know, an aesthetic that's popular now, is the nostalgic aesthetic. But I mean, this has been the goal for a long time, is the utopia of the socialism utopia. So interesting symbolism there. Here's some more stuff that happened over the weekend. It was a very Freemasonic weekend, maybe I could say, because you had the UFC fight happening on the day Masonry was pretty much created, on June 24th. And the guy that won has a Knights Templar flag right behind him to win. Sure, it's a symbol for Georgia, but nonetheless, it's a symbol of the Knights Templars. Just like this is the EU, I believe, right? The European EU Union. And that's number one thing trending underneath Candace Owens. But why is Google promoting Candace Owens? I thought she was a truther. Oh, I guess the mainstream is now the truth. So here's a funny picture of Alex with his Sampaku eyes talking about the seal of Satan, talking about the hexagon, talking about the Star of David, talking about ChatGPT. A lot of people only focus on this symbol of Saturn, which is the hexagon, putting a hex out there, but it's also a cube. If you look at it, everyone's like, everyone worships the cube. Not knowing that every Abrahamic religion symbol utilizes the cube. Symbols aren't evil. They're powerful, and that's why these big corporations, even religious institutions, use them, because symbols control the autonomic nervous system as well as the subconscious mind. You show a certain symbol to someone, they'll start reacting and freaking out. You know what? That's why people freak out when I show symbols. Now it makes sense, because I triggered their autonomic nervous system. But this is a big story with AI and ChatGPT. As you can see, here is the top of Saturn with the north pole of Saturn is the hexagram. That's where it's coming from. Father Time. What was I getting into? Oh, yeah. Let me play this clip of Las Vegas before I move on to the AI stuff, because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with AI. Check out this video of these They say it's wind that knocked over everything. Slick Dissident up in the house. We're going to have Slick Dissident on. I got to figure out how to contact you, bro. Maybe I have your number. I'll look. But we're going to bring Slick Dissident up on here. So that's strange. I said, look out for Vegas. And then the Vegas thing went viral. And you know what? I would even say that something going viral on TikTok or social media is more important than it being on the news. So for this to go viral on National UFO Day in Las Vegas, I say that's a win on the prediction. In the last video, we said something was going to go down in the 702. And you can see that was what was trending in the story. As there's always some UFO stuff going on in the story. But this is probably just the, maybe they need to rebuild the new smart city right here. Yeah, here's that Netflix propaganda. And I said the 36th parallel, and I think that did happen on the 36th parallel. Another thing that happened with the National UFO Day is they're saying there's an interstellar object. Astronomers spot a potential interstellar visitor shooting through the solar system to Earth, and they're calling it A11PL3Z, which in Gematria is 69, which is perfect because 69 is Cancer, and we are in Cancer. We are in that summer solstice energy, ascending down into man. So I wouldn't even be surprised if that is a big part of the symbolism naming it A11PL3Z for the 69 prophecy. Elon's definitely going to be in the news during this month, for sure. Something big with the tech elite. Because I want to get to the tech elite stuff, because I think this is super important. Before, okay, so there's this new show out. It's a movie called Mountain Head on HBO Max. And it's about these four tech elite who are taking over the world due to deep fakes in AI, where people don't know the difference between reality and fiction, which was written about in this Time Magazine Orb. So I've been saying the next 6 months, this is going to hit hard. And this movie, which would have taken a year prior, before filming, writing the script, editing it, it could have taken a year or two to make. So these plans were written out in this movie script, I believe, because you got the four tech elite, and there's this new 201 thing going on called Detachment 201. It is a group form by the U.S. technology executives directly commissioned to the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. It is a OpenAI, Facebook, Palantir, military group. And it's called Detachment 201. Isn't that crazy? The 201 is the big Illuminati number for y'all who don't know. And they picked the four guys. They've picked the four leaders on June 13th. They picked the four leaders. And that's what this movie is sort of about, is about the four leaders to run the world. So I bet you there's a big connection to that. There's a lot of films out. Here's the Squid Games, the new season's out. And I was looking at the sky and it looked very like a Masonic temple sky. It also looked like the Starry Night of Van Gogh, which rumor has it that he wasn't just being creative painting these, that this was actually going on in the sky because of some atmospheric crap going on. Other stuff that happened in the news today, the AA, the alligator Alcatraz, just reminds me of the AA, the Twin Peaks. And this Idaho guy had a TikTok full of My Little Pony. So, I mean, it's the Illuminati horses, the My Little Pony Illuminati Stallions, Illuminati Stallions Subversive Communist Manifesto Connections to the Alt-Right and the National Socialists. Oh, look, it's a blue drip. It's the blue pony. And the big story, which is on the thumbnail, is Diddy. He got off on some crimes, but he's going to be in trouble for his other crimes. I don't know if he's going to be in trouble for just beating that lady. But I guess he was a pimp. And he was pimping people out. I don't know. Very strange stuff. We're going to have to bring an expert on this because I did not follow it whatsoever. If y'all have a recommendation of someone to bring on who's good, who understands what we talk about, that'd be cool to bring them on. But it is all connected to the blackmail operations with celebrities, as I've been saying since day one on this channel, that these musicians are more powerful than the politicians. That's why they're utilized by the politicians. They're in their pockets. Scientists warn shortest day in history is coming up in weeks as the rotation unexpectedly speeds up. I think that was a funny story. But I just wanted to keep it short and simple. For all y'all, that's what happened today on the 7-2 ritual. And I'll keep y'all posted whenever something else breaks. I appreciate all y'all support. And we do have a member section if you want to, oh, thank you, become a member. That helps keep the channel going. I'll keep y'all posted. Much love and God bless you.